K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Daily edition here, recording on the first Sunday of November 6, 2022. Let's see if I get that right. Okay, yeah, November 6, 2022. I sound a little hoarse a little bit from yelling at the referee, at the referees. Last night's game there, a lot more to that. I'm still digesting what the hell happened last night there as the Cats are going to take a big hit. Not only obviously in AP pools, but the Big 12 standings, now you're in control of that destiny. Now you're going to need some help. You're going to basically need to, like all the other hosts said or say on their respective podcast, run the table in your own schedule. So, but 31 points real quickly. But I do know this, 31 points in the first half. That just, now, six of those can count for Adrian Martinez. And let's call it for what it is. Martinez turned into a little bit of the quarterback from Nebraska last night there, especially with the interception right to the linebacker, right in front of me last night there, that really set up that 31 points there, and it came at the cost of them there as well. It just cannot happen in that situation. And yeah, I mean, Cade Warner and Adrian spoke after the game. Yeah, they beat themselves defensively. They did not show up in this ball game. Particularly in the first half, they let Texas do whatever they wanted, and the referees did not. Excuse me again, like I said, yeah, bear with me. Yeah, like I said in the first half, they just did not show up whatsoever, did not get a stop. You just cannot put yourself in a hole. Now, whether if you take away the interception and touchdown at the end of the half, that's 24 points still. That cannot happen in a game, man. All around, just not good performance. If you wanted to contend for Arlington, that is not how you're going to get it done. Right there in that situation. So now you pay the price. You lose at home there. And I'll just have more on the crowd crowd leader. But yeah, now with Baylor winning at Oklahoma, now Baylor runs the table now instead of you. And now you have to go down there to Waco in primetime. And pretty much you lose this game. You're definitely out of any hope of any 1% 2% chance of getting to Arlington. Yeah, that's just a big hit there last night. Big loss there. And you draft the ball right there. But the lack of urgency. The lack of urgency really was annoying. And where I was sitting at the craft section can echo those same thoughts as well. That just can't happen there. 2-minute offense was not good at all. That you're down 10, you're taking all day to call a play there as well. Just not good. It's not good South fundamentals. This is something that you need to work on every day in practice, like the last couple minutes of practice. That's high school stuff, baby. Right there. Or you can even take a little step back further. That's Pop Warner stuff. That's fifth grade stuff that, you know, they work on, right? It's 2 point. If you get in a situation where you're down, you need a field goal late in the game or either send the overtime or to win the game. That's something you have to do. There's no sense of urgency. I just don't feel like last night. There, you're down 10. You're taking all quarter to get the damn play in. It's not good. Not good at all. So K-State took a hit as far as Big 12 Big 12 appearance goes as well. So yeah, three more games to go. Two tough ones on the road. So really all of them are going to be tough because KU beat one lot yesterday as well, and the top 10 Terzi was on. Tennessee didn't show up. They weren't ready for the moment. Their LSU, of course, Brian Kelly, the new Riverboat Gambler, great call there to go for the win, not mess around there. To take out Alabama. Now, Alabama should be totally out of the college football playoff. Let's stop talking about them for the rest of the year about college football playoff, because they definitely don't deserve that. That's not the same Alabama that we used to be seeing last decade or so like that. So LSU took them out of it. They control their fate. For the SEC West, Clemson, well, that took care of itself. There's the college football plow. Yeah, they got absolutely hammered by Notre Dame last night. So, all in all, that's a wild night of college football last night and afternoon as well there. And for our K-State Cats down, yeah, you have to run the table and hope Texas stumbles more than once and you take down Baylor. That's what's up ahead now. Going the road, hostile environment. Baylor playing way better. They beat Oklahoma yesterday. Yeah, as well. So we'll see what happens. Then now we get on the trip. This is the postcast edition of the Pro Project Podcast. Basketball, real quick here. Both basketball teams begin their seasons tomorrow. The 55th season of college women's basketball begins tomorrow, and they took down the ladies team. Anyways, took down Newman. Dominant performance, 104-47 there in the final preseason game before tomorrow's official game for real there as well. Gabby Gregory was outstanding in this game yet again as well. Jeff Mitty used the same tactics as Jerome Tang. Let's use everybody, get everybody some minutes there as well. Gregory, by the way, 21 points. There are 3 rebounds, 3 assists on the night. Serena Sundell, double-double, 19 points on 11 assists, 5 rebounds, 2 blocks and a steal. All over the place. There again, I did see all the game. I did see all the basketball game as well. Emily Ebert coming off the bench with the small lineup here. She just happened to come off the bench. She chipped in with 12 points, 6 rebounds. There, Heavenly Greer added 11 as well. I like the length. Actually, coming off the bench, Heavenly Greer, there was Eliza Mopin again doing her thing on the boards as well. K-State on the night against Newman. Newman had no chance. 50%. Yes, I know. Alex said in this week's edition of the weekly podcast, episode 129. Check that out wherever you get your podcast there. This probably won't be out. Well, this might be out late tonight. Of course, I got the documentary also coming out either tonight or tomorrow morning ahead of these basketball games as well, which got top 3 lead in this week as well. So again, I thank you that guys for that. Even though it's not K-State related, it is related to your host of the Pro Project Podcast. So definitely. And of course, more on, of course, what's going to be going down here in another hour and a half or so, as of course on Sunday morning, is the New York City Marathon, TCS New York City Marathon going down as well. There's a lot going on there, and of course NASCAR wrapping up its season later this afternoon as well. So a lot wrapping up and a lot beginning as well. K-State holding Newman to 24% shooting from the field and forcing 20 turnovers there as well. Jeff Mitty, real quick here, he mentioned Dollinger, Emily Ebert there. I'm gonna keep on harping on the bench. If you're gonna go if we see what we saw the starters wise in the preseason with obviously Gregory and Sundell, the Glenn twins, and Sarah Samasti, then you got a loaded bench there with experience. You putting Emily Ebert accepting her role. Now, again, it could switch. Now, this is based on what I'm seeing. That's the line that we're gonna see. Then, I mean, it can depend on matchups and all that, but you're getting a lot of production there with Mulpin, Ebert, Dollinger, Lauterbach, Greer, all the way down that roster there. So we'll see. I mean, it might tighten up once we get into conference play in another, what, two months or something like that? Yeah, 2 months on New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve for women's basketball, I believe. I don't have a schedule in front of me right now, but he mentioned that as well. He wanted to look at more of the tape. I watched the ESPN Plus broadcast, Big 12 now, ESPN Plus there as well. Yeah, he said the rotations were not crisp in his words at all. So, but yeah, I'm not gonna go down here and say what he said. I pretty much know what he said in the post game there as well. So we're gonna rock and roll with that here on the Pro Project Podcast here. So yeah, tomorrow, obviously, the women will play. Let's see, we have that here. Yeah, we'll play officially, begin their 2022-23 campaign against Central Arkansas, 5:30 Central Time. This game is going to be, on Big 12 Now ESPN Plus app here. I'll see if I can catch the second half of this game. We'll find out about that. Also, the men play tomorrow night as well. So keep that in mind. We'll have postcast of hopefully every game again. Try to keep up with everything here with K-State Volleyball here coming down the stretch as well. And tennis there as well. We'll have an update on them. And something like early this week as well. Grushenska putting up a hell of a fight in their final fall meet there for K-State women's tennis as well. So that's that in a nutshell, folks, here in the Purple Project Podcast Postcast Tongue Twister here, Postcast Edition. K-State easily handles Newman. Now look ahead to Central Arkansas, the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. That's going to do it on this postcast edition. Eddie Greer, again, you're not subscribed to the Purple Project Podcast. We better get on that right now. So much going on, and a lot has yet to be decided there as well. So make sure you check us out wherever you get your podcast, and you like what you're hearing. There is more, a lot more, on the Purple Project Podcast Archives, wherever your favorite podcast or fighter is. Eddie Greer, go Cats. Again, K-State taking both of their preseason games, the women's basketball team, and now look ahead to Central Arkansas coming tomorrow afternoon.